Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Glad to have you aboard. Mark Menard at Master Control. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, across from me. I'm Christian Garrett. Good show coming your way for the next 4 hours. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of those 18 games? That's the latest report that has floated the idea for the NFL to the NFLPA.
And now, Christian, it all came about and started, I think it was Andrew Beaton, what it was like last Friday, reported by the Wall Street Journal. The NFL is considering an 18-game schedule. Okay, we've heard about that. That's nothing new. But then Commissioner Roger Goodell then floating around the concept or the idea with the 18 games. It goes back to 2008. But according to the report, this one gets everyone's attention. Like you said, every player would be limited to playing in just 16 of the 18 games. And you get, what? Okay, wait. Limited? So now, is Sean Payton, or when you're doing personnel, and Rod Walker wrote about this in Advocate, that Sean Payton would be basically playing fantasy football? Mm-hmm. You know, who you activating, who you're not playing,
think about
the strategy?
Would teams want to have to carry multiple kickers, punters, long snappers for 2 weeks? I mean, think about that. And you got to have multiple kickers, punters, and long snappers.
Well, the thing is, I think the players shouldn't be against this. And especially the players' union, the NFLPA, because, well, I don't know, aren't you for the masses? So you'd have more jobs, more players, larger rosters. I don't see how the players' union ever could be against that. Now, to Christian, to go into the point about basically playing fantasy football, Sean Payton and the staff, then you're trying to pick and choose which games he has a better chance of winning without some of your star players. So, in other words, you like, okay, let's say, who would you say a team that's downtrodden on the Saints' schedule this
Cardinals.
Year? Okay, the Cardinals. You say, okay, this game we should be able to win on paper without Drew Brees. So, it'd be that kind of – but, you know, you're not the
I
only one –
I think you're diluting the product.
But you're not the only one dealing with it. Other teams also have the same problem that you have. So, it is a strategy that it's involved.
No, I get all that. And I appreciate the strategy. But, yeah, I want to see more Blake Bortles and Mike Glennon. That's ultimately what you would be seeing, because 64 quarterbacks would have to make starts in the NFL.
But what if the games count, though? You know what I mean? It's not like a preseason game.
No, they do. They will count. But that's the thing. You're having your standings and potential playoff seeding impacted by guys that are backups.
Well, but the fans who are paying full price, you actually watching a real game. It doesn't matter if you win or lose.
A real game with subpar players.
Well, they're still NFL players, just expanded the roster. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm saying, okay, let's say you take away two preseason games and you add two regular season games. And you're charging
that.
The same thing.
I get that. But I don't want – would you want to watch subpar players decide teams' seasons, basically?
I would want that. This is what I would want. You play 18 games. I was part of 18 games in the early 80s, the United States Football League. They did it three straight years. Played two preseason – we had a scrimmage, two preseason games, played 18 games. Okay? So I've been a part of that. And now, what I would be for, and who's against money, just have to be collectively bargained. Like, let's say a player makes $1 million a year. You got 16 games. Okay, so now we're going to play 18. I want $18 million.
Well, that makes sense.
You
of
know,
course.
Because then you're being compensated more than, you say, the wear and tear, the player's safety. Then that's a hindrance to the players, but I'm looking at the amount of money you can make. Now, you never know year to year how you age as a player, and I think that could be collectively bargained as far as when you vested. Because what was the lifespan of a player?
Average career is
3.8 years.
3.4.
So you could say in theory that could go down because you're adding more games to a season. All I know is the players, they like money.
And, of course.
And they want to be compensated. So now the one, you know, would be the big winner, while Roger Goodell was saying this, is the league. The proposed 16-game limit, like playing the players and you're not having to pay them for two extra games. The league, by playing 18 games and you have to limit the players just 16 out of 18, but you're still getting 18 games revenue, that's the league way of making more money and giving the fans more like a real game, while at the same time they could say, well, no, look, we're not putting so much wear and tear on the bodies of the players.
They already
by keeping them playing the same amount of games they're currently playing. Okay, you know what I mean? If you're healthy, you're still playing 16 games, even though they have two more meaningful games. And you know who would be for also 18 games? The networks.
With bad player, with below average players.
If the games count. You have to remember
that.
Yeah,
but the product's is going to be diluted.
It's not going to be that diluted. It's going to be to the point where the strategy, and that comes into play, like I said, fantasy. Everybody thinks they're general manager or a coach fantasy football. Okay, who are you going to activate? And the chess match that comes about that. If you're old school, you don't embrace this, but you're having to deal with injuries. It's just like you're dealing with injuries, so you might have a player that's banged up, and then I'm going to go in a different direction. I don't think the coaches will want this extra decision-making on their plate. I know they wouldn't. And the players, they would say, no, 18 games, okay. We play in 18 games. They want more money.
This is an awful idea. It's an awful idea.
Well, I'm telling you, I know you think it's awful, too, because Roger Goodell came up with it. But it's going to be a part of a bargaining chip with the players, give and take. Okay, if you don't want this.
This is a distraction from the owners. Look what we're going to come off of. We'll come off that idea.
When all the CBA is going to come about.
Jerry in New Orleans, Robert on the North Shore, and you two at 504-260-1870. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule? Sounds good, but there's a caveat. If the star players have to sit out two of those 18 games, would you still be for that 18-game schedule? 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Couple of lines open for you. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of the 18 games? 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Craig on line four. Go ahead, Craig. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. This is Craig. I have to disagree with you when you say subpar players. We got, 1,900 players in this world, NFL players?
Yeah, 1,600 total.
1,600. I know it's something like that because my son played ball.
It's not an exact. It's around 1,600.
But I know none of them are subpar.
Okay, well, they're not the starters.
I have to disagree with you with that.
Well, they're not the starters.
They might not be the starters, but those guys are.
But Christian, Craig, like I told Christian too, the coaches don't necessarily want this extra on their plate because then it'd be also. Top to bottom, the challenges for coaches to have an organization to put together a better roster.
Exactly.
From top to bottom, okay, who's the last player on your active roster if they expand the roster, and who's number one? Obviously, you look at Tom Brady, the Drew Brees of the world. But, yeah, that's a challenge for the coaches to have that depth and where you don't skip a beat. And, you know, you have injuries, and then it's kind of – Look, this is a text, Craig. I don't know if you, I think, agree with this. This is from 1260. This is an approach. A 19-week season with two bye weeks instead of two games watching backups. He goes, this would give the greedy NFL their extra 2 weeks of football and help the players stay fresh. Because, you know, when they talk about adding games, they go, well, we're not going to put the players through 18 games. We're only put them through 16. But what about if you still having more football, but you just add an extra bye week? I mean, I think I'd said this before, Craig and Christian, that I think that the Super Bowl eventually, like, look, it's February, the 5th or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think
week and a half of February.
What is going to be the road, the end of February.
Very well
I think
could,
they're going to end up
very well
the
could
Super
be.
Bowl.
Craig, anything else, man?
Well, I mean, it'll give other guys an opportunity. You never know what you might see. When they get that playing opportunity, you know?
Sure. I mean, I think it could uncover some diamonds in the rough, if you will. But, again, I'm thinking about it from a fan's perspective. I would not be as interested watching, being forced to watch two games that Drew Brees or Tom Brady or whomever the stars are not playing in, and it affects your standings. What if those two games affect your job as a coach? If you need those two games to get you in the playoffs and you don't get them, and now you're out of a job, I don't like it.
Well, yeah,
it's silly.
But
I think it's diluting the product.
But from 1 to 32, they have two games. Tom Brady can't play two games. Pat Mahomes can't play for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. So how you play your hand? It's like a little poker. It's a little. It's like real life fantasy football challenge for a coach. Yeah. As far as how you're going to put your roster and the strategy.
But the thing about it is
from obviously month to month, game to game. So I think it's kind of intriguing. You got to think this might be enticing to the millennials. They might like this kind of action.
Well, I can tell you that in fantasy football, you don't lose your job over it. Okay, in the NFL, you can lose your job over it.
Well, it's like, yeah, if you're playing real poker. Now, I've been playing poker for fun. No, we playing for big dollars. You know the one Christian too who's not going to be against it. And I was talking with Steve. We're all at the break. The TV networks, I guarantee you, a diluted product, but the games count.
But if it's Blake Bortles and Mike Glennon at quarterback for the teams, you think the networks are really going to be that excited about that?
Yes, because the game counts preseason. It does not count. Do you watch, unless you're a diehard football fan, Tom Brady or Drew Brees could be playing in preseason. You might casually watch some of the game. Because the game doesn't count. So why, if you have a meaningful game, then some fans might be intrigued. Oh, let me see what the Patriots are going to do this week. Tom Brady's not playing. Let's see how good their team is. I'm telling you, the networks, because it counts. There would be more revenue for them and the owners. That's money. I'm telling you, they would not. The players, they have to get an agreement. If you look at what's going to occur, and none of this is even going to come about. If you look at the collective bargaining agreement, doesn't end until after the 2020 season. Something like this would even come about as 2021, 22, somewhere around that. I don't know what's going to happen with the CBA negotiation between the players and the owners. I know the players, if somehow give and take when negotiating with the owners, you playing more games, you want to be compensating, and what you maybe for long-term health care. There's a bunch of stuff that's all involved as far as negotiating chips. But as far as the networks, who pays? Why is the NFL so popular, and what were they worth? Now, they have a lot of sponsors, but I'm telling you, is that TV revenue. That's the thing that's the top dog, and they have a lot of say-so and stroke that they got to manipulate with the owners and the players, and you play more meaningful games, the networks are not, they would not be against that versus the preseason game.
Got a text here says, so if Brees gets hurt, Christian, you don't watch the game? Of course I would. Of course I'd watch it. But I would also understand that the product is not going to be as strong. It's not going to be as entertaining. Of course I would watch it ultimately because it's my job. But if I know that Brees is there healthy but has to sit out because of this dumb proposal, he has to sit on the sidelines, it's less intriguing.
Well, it's only dumb if the Saints lose. It's not dumb if they win. You know, I mean, I'll tell you, some fans take the approach like, oh, and then they're going to – boy, the coach could be a lot more in the hot seat because then they'll challenge the coach. Oh, why did we play on this game? We should have – waited till like, oh, we're playing the Cardinals. That's when we need to sit Drew Brees.
I understand it does add a little bit more strategy and intrigue
yes.
to it. But from a fan's perspective, I feel like they're already doing this anyway. I get it that it counts. It would count in this scenario. But the idea of an 18-game schedule with the stars having to sit out two of the games in two of the 18, it's a terrible idea. It just is in so many ways. It might be intriguing to the millennials, and I know that the NFL wants to target a younger demographic. That's fine. But the idea that I know as a fan, Tom Brady is healthy, but he can't play. Drew Brees is healthy,
so
but
I'm
he can't
intrigued
play.
By that. Tom Brady can't play, so I want to see how good the Patriots are as a team. I want to see their roster from top to bottom.
And then it impacts your ability to make the playoffs. What if it impacts your ability to have the number one seed because you have to play backups for two games?
Well, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the scouting department, personnel department, to be outstanding from top to bottom. Team. This is not the Wimbledon individual tennis or golf. This is a team sport. Now, I know you got to have the quarterback, but who's going to have the better team?
Jerry, Robert, Taryn, Craig, Anthony, David, and Lonnie, sit tight. You're up after the CBS and local news headlines. 504-260-1870. Got one line open. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of the 18 games? You tell us. This is Sports Talk after our CBS and local news headlines. Coming back for you on hold on WWL. Be patient. I'm going to get to you. Got phone calls for days here. Taryn and Slidell, you're on WWL. You four are against an 18-game schedule that the Stars would have to sit out of two of those 18 games.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. Totally against it. And Bobby hit on it, man. Right as I got put on hold, he said exactly what I was going to say, and that is the NFL. We've already got NFL players griping, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and all about how the NBA players are getting paid. They got to get that hurdle done before they can even think about saying, okay, now let's make them play two extra games.
Wait. You think that the players in the NFL are going to get guaranteed contracts?
Oh, no. But that's, you know, they're going to put it. I think, and Bobby and Christian, y'all know a lot better than me, so I do want y'all's honest opinion. I think we could be involved for, like, a shortened league year next year because of a potential strike.
A lockout?
Possible. A lockout, yes, sir.
Yeah, but there's too much money to be lost, and here's why I think.
No, that'd be more going into the 2020 season.
Yes, but here's why
the CBA doesn't end until after the 2020
correct.
Season.
Correct, but I think the more likely scenario is why you won't see any games lost is because the players that are at the bottom end of the pay scale are gonna want to cave. They're gonna cave. They need that income. They just do.
But what if they don't go on strike, but the owners lock them out?
Yeah, that could happen.
That's different.
Yeah, that could happen. But they'll be rushed to the negotiating table to get something done.
That is different.
They don't want to miss out on game checks. They don't want to miss out on revenue. Taryn, thanks for the phone call. Mike in Metairie. What's going on, Mike? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. Look, I totally agree with Christian. I don't want to watch two games with backups. I kind of get a little bit what Bobby's saying. But I think the biggest problem with it for me is you're going to have – The top-tier teams in the NFL are going to play against starters every week. And the bottom-tier teams, like the Cardinals and other teams, half their schedule, they're going to play against the backups because the opposing team's going to say, all right, we're going to use this game as our one of our two games. So the Cardinals and other teams that are at the bottom of the spectrum, they could have 8 or 10 games a season where they're not playing against the foe's opponents or the foe's starters.
Mike, big impact, Bobby and Mike?
Yeah.
Why would the NFL needlessly complicate the nature of fantasy football and gambling, two institutions that drive millions of fans to watch the game every week? Why would they complicate that?
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, they'll figure it out. They can analyze it and get the numbers. And look what happened when you do in Europe, and I think this is coming. How about in-game betting? Now, that's another topic. You don't think that it's coming to the States, like at Wimbledon and all? You can, like in the matches, you can in-game betting. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you got to get your bet in before the game starts. No, how about as the game's playing? Like whether it be at half or after each I'm telling you, that's just around the corner.
I'm sure handicappers and the wise guys certainly don't like this 18 game. We ought to try to talk to somebody, a handicapper, if we can get one. About this.
Yeah, how would you handicap? It would definitely affect who's activated, not. There'd be early in the week, probably you'd have to designate who is not playing. But you'll act like it's all backups. No, it's just going to be a couple of guys. Sometimes you have a handful of injuries. You have more than that.
But
and you don't view it like you're watching backups.
Yeah, but
NFL.
Again, though, I know that they're healthy, so why can't they play? Why shouldn't they play?
Well, the same reason why you know Drew Brees is healthy and the Saints came better in their position in the playoffs. So why Drew Brees is healthy? I paid full price. Why he's not playing?
That's an entirely different scenario. When you know, all right, fine, I get it because they don't want to get him. They don't want to get him injured in a game in a Week 17 game.
When
we can't improve our playoff seating.
Right?
We know that we're going to have home field advantage. Okay, makes total sense. I get it. I would do the same thing.
Well,
I can get on board with that.
Well, then why have to pay full price then?
Because you already paid. You didn't know you paid full price, but you didn't know that the Saints were going to go 13-3 and get home field advantage. And that's something that I think every fan will go, okay, fine, I paid full price, but look what the reward is. I'm getting to see potentially an NFC title game in my building.
All I know is I would be intrigued if the games count. I just go by preseason versus regular season, and the games actually matter.
I would be less intrigued.
Why would you be less intrigued?
Because
you'd rather watch two preseason games.
No. I think that the idea – let's face it.
So what do you want?
Let's face it.
So do you want two preseason games and 16 regular seasons? Because they're not going to do that. You know why?
I want two preseason games, 18 regular season games that the starters can play in. Fine.
Okay, well, then you got to pay the players.
Sure. And I think that's going to happen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Under this current proposal, though, I think it's an awful proposal. It's a bad idea. Because, look – in essence, let's face it, So you're an NFL player. You're talented. I understand that. But if you're a backup, you're not as talented as the guys that are doing it as the starters or as the stars. So there's a reason why you're not playing regularly. The reason is because you're not as good yet, or you're not going to be as good. So now I'm forced to play that player who's not as good, and then fans have to watch that player that can't do it as well as the studs can. It's not attractive to me.
Well, but don't you view, let's say the Eagles, look, Carson Wentz. You know, he had to sit out more than two games because he was hurt. Nick Foles, he's not good enough to start. So you're saying he's not good enough? He's a backup?
No. I think Nick Foles did. I agree. But now he proved that he can do it. Nick Foles had the opportunity. Right. Nick Foles had a fledgling career until then, right? And then he burst onto the scene. But I think that those are rare. That's a rare case. The Eagles had a luxury of having Nick Foles on that roster as a backup. Because what if you're the starter and then you got Blake Bortles as your backup? You feel good about that?
Christian, Blake Bortles might have sucked last year, but the year before, he was like one quarter away from going to the Super Bowl and beating the Patriots. That happened. What have you done for me lately?
Because he had a really good defense, and he had a really good defense.
Blake Bortles, he did pretty good in 2017, yeah. But now, Christian, when you say two preseason, 16 regular season games and two preseason games, you know why? Those fans say, just play less preseason and just keep the regular season. The owners aren't going to give up that revenue.
Nope.
They're getting full price for 20 games. So they got to figure out, how can we benefit the fans? How can we look like we're concerned for player safety? And then we're getting that revenue, more revenue from the television because the games count. So you get higher ratings because the games count. So if it stays at 20, 18 regular season games, two preseason, I think that's the way they're going. But the players will never agree with that unless you pay them.
If you're on hold, sit tight. I'm coming to you. We got the rest of the hour cleared for your phone calls here on WWL. The Falcons are signing linebacker Deion Jones to a 4-year, $57 million extension, including $34 million guaranteed, according to Drew Rosenhaus and Adam Schefter. Debo getting paid. Welcome back to Sports Talk.
And he's a big...
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick.
And Christian, he's a big part of Falcons' defense. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing the Falcons were down and out last year. What does Deuce always say? He talks about, what were you worried about with the Saints?
Injuries, yeah.
Well, that's what happened to Atlanta last year. Why? No, they weren't even the same team. And Debo Jones is one of those leaders that makes a big difference what they do defensively.
Robert on the North Shore. Go ahead. You're on WWL, Robert.
Man, I've had season tickets for 12 years, ever since Peyton took the team over. And, we're in the cheap seats, but there's no such thing as cheap seats to go to an NFL game anymore. I have 5 tickets. The problem is for the last 7 years, I haven't been to one of the preseason games because they don't count. And I agree with Bobby 100%. I think all of the games should count. You know, preseason, what point is it? You know, it still costs the same amount for the fans to go.
Right.
I mean, beers are $10. And I mean, everything, it costs you a fortune. It costs me a fortune.
I always
invite people. I invite people to the game, so I cover the expenses. But, I mean, why? I don't care if you put a bunch of girls out there, you know, but the game should count. It should still count.
And you know, Robert, the one thing coaches, they sometimes argue, the evaluation, you might miss out on a player. But you know what's different today than it was even back when I was playing? You didn't have these OTAs, and you didn't train year-round in the same city. Now, and you originally training camp 2 days. It's not even 2 days anymore. Well, that was invented because you'd come start in August to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're in shape year-round. So you kind of already know. From the OTAs, what has happened, minicamp. You know who kind of is on the team. There's like a handful of guys, and now it puts a lot of pressure on your evaluation, and you'll have misses, but other teams are going to have misses, and you also could maybe get one of their misses. They might get yours.
You know what I think?
But the preseason, think about this. The Hall of Fame game, then you're adding another preseason. Can you imagine all of a sudden that, who's plays? The Broncos in Atlanta or? I think playing in the Hall of Fame game. 5 preseason games before the regular season starts, that's like an eternity. And then you just playing players. But, Robert, they don't need right now, especially, you can't just eliminate it throughout. I don't know what's going to come about in the future, but it would not be too hard to go from four preseason games to two.
You know, I think the trend is actually going to turn into this. The joint practices are going to be their preseason games. It already kind of has for guys like Drew Brees and others. They use these joint practices as their work, as they get ready for the regular season. I think the veterans, the stars, that's their approach. I mean, Cam Jordan probably won't play this preseason. Drew Brees, Mike Thomas, they probably won't play at all this preseason. Same with Alvin Kamara. But don't get lost on the idea, Robert, that because it counts, it's okay, because the product is still going to be inferior. It's you're basically having two preseason games being played with backups that count in your ledger. That's why I have an issue with it. But if you want them to count and you like it just because it counts, that's fine. I'm not keen on the idea that they count with backups and it dilutes the product.
Well,
it affects your standing.
It's not the JV and the varsity, because you say backups, it's not the whole squad. Like,
but what is the
offensive
reason,
and defensive line?
What is the reason you watch, for me, what is one of the reasons you watch the Patriots, right? Because of Tom Brady, the things he can do, right?
Yeah, I'll watch that, and I want
to see. That'll get me to the tube.
And I want to see who can maybe upset the Patriots. God, I mean, that was an awesome game. I never forget the very first game. Remember, there's the Patriots that you think they're going down. Remember when the Chiefs kicked their butt?
Mm-hmm. In week two?
Yeah.
They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year.
Right. But, I mean, all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, you wanted to, and you check that out, and you think, oh, the Patriots, the demise of the Patriots, but not so fast.
All right, you got a couple lines open if you want to jump in. Lonnie and New Sarpy, sit tight. Raymond, Anthony, David, and you two at 504-260-1870. Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL schedule if the star players have to sit out two of those 18 games? This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Rayman on the North Shore. What's going on, Rayman? You're on WWL. For or against the 18-game regular season schedule with the Stars having to sit out two games?
Kristen and Bobby, how y'all doing, brother?
All right, Rayman, what you got?
How y'all making?
Good.
I'm doing good. Yeah, let me tell you, Bobby. Kristen, I love you, brother. But mm-hmm. Bobby Abreu, he got some good points, brother. Let me get my little scenario. All right, let's think about it. If you play 17, 18 more games, you might have a team by game 17, 18, win a division. All right, they can stay home in the playoffs. Second scenario, you might make the playoffs, Kristen, in game 17, 18, brother. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm all for it, 'cause who knows, brother? You might make the playoffs.
Hey,
like Ray, Moore,
man, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead, brother.
The Rolling Stones just came to town. Did you go?
Okay.
Can you imagine name your favorite band, but can you imagine you go to your favorite entertainer? You don't know
yes,
if the lead singer's gonna be. It's the same thing as if the lead singer's not the main attraction's not is taking a night off.
Yeah, but bands still have bands still have success when they have members that
hold on, Kristen, hold up, brother. You might need them two games to get to the playoffs, brother.
What I'm saying though is if I was going to see the Rolling Stones, I would want to know is it gonna be Mick that's playing, or is it gonna be Keith? Or both? I mean
Kristen, they kinda get the playoffs, brother. They might need them two games.
They can get to the
playoffs
in 16 games. That's the
Well,
I appreciate
the
argument.
The thing
they can
is,
do that in 16.
I think a lot of people, if you have a band, you like their music. If Lynyrd Skynyrd, you're Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's not the same Lynyrd Skynyrd. Van Halen. You know what I mean? If Journey. You're
right.
Like, oh, I like the music.
If I don't get to see Mick Jagger on the Rolling Stones, that's part of the reason why you go buy the tickets, because Mick Jagger and seeing his act on the stage. I get there's others in that band that are immensely talented. It would be like me showing up for a Pearl Jam concert, and Eddie Vedder is taking the night off. I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to pay the same price.
Well, so you don't want to pay the same price when Drew Brees is not the quarterback anymore? Well,
that's entirely different. I know that willingly. I mean, I know that there's not the variable that he's healthy and he can't play.
So,
it's silly.
So, but then you also argue that the backup quarterback, the reason why he's a backup and not a starter, because he's a backup.
He's not as good.
So so you're going to say Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill is not good enough for the 2020 season, and you might call
I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet. I know that they're not
but you're intrigued.
They're not as good as Drew Brees.
You're intrigued and you're still going to the game.
Sure. Brad Amaro, Anthony and Jadilly, David and Metairie, Lonnie and New Sarpy.
He would still go. Don't let him fool you.
Of course I would.
Even if you weren't covering the game,
but if I knew that Drew Brees was standing there, and I had to watch Taysom Hill, I'd be bothered by that. We'll carry over in the next hour here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.